Pregnancy begins with the fertilization of the ova, the AI junction, in the fallopian tube. At about day 5 after ovulation, the early embryo makes it down into the uterus. And then, the early embryo, or the gestational sac, migrates for about 16 days to establish a signal to say that pregnancy is there. Fixation of the gestational sac occurs about 16 days post-ovulation. At about 30 days, fetal tissue along the chorionic girdle of the placenta begin to invade the endometrium and form the endometrial cups. The endometrial cups secrete ECG, or equine chorionic gonadotropin, formerly called PMSG, or pregnant mare serum gonadotropin. The ECG acts to luteinize the normal follicular waves that are occurring on the ovary, and this results in the formation of secondary corpoluteae on the ovary. It is these secondary CLs that result in a progesterone rise about day 60 to 120. At about 120 days, the endometrial cups regress, and they are sloughed by almost an immunologic response. These cups will remain even if the pregnancy is lost and are sloughed at the normal time. The placenta takes over progestogen, not progesterone, production until foaling. Therefore, a mare does not need her ovaries after about 120 days of gestation. Estrogens from the mare begin to rise at about day 35 to 60. At about day 60, a second rise of estrogen from the fetal placental unit occurs. These fetal estrogens peak at about 210 days. And then late in gestation, maternal estrogen production rises again.